Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the 15-Minute Conundrum. I am your host, Miss Ricky R. Jones, and I thank you for being with me for the next 30 minutes right here on Blog Talk Radio. I truly appreciate it. You could have been anywhere, but you chose to be with me, and I truly, truly do appreciate that wholeheartedly. For those of you who this is your first time tuning into the conundrum, welcome and thank you. About the conundrum, so basically it's 30 minutes of different, you know, things that have come across my mind during the course of the day or conversations that I've had with people, and it's usually what a conundrum is. It's a difficult question or problem. Now, of course, as with any question or problem, not all the time will we be able to kind of, you know, answer the question at the end or solve the problem. But the fun part of it is that we want to be able to at least open up the dialogue. So for those of you who are tuning in, like I said, welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are constant supporters, I truly appreciate it. Thank you so much. Glad to be back on the air. Missed you guys last week. Was feeling a little bit under the weather, and I didn't want you guys to hear how horrible I sound. So, you know, I kind of took a break from the mic because, you know, I love this mic life. So I thank you. So without further delay, don't forget, you can call in 347-826-9723, 347-826-9723. Press the number 1 if you want to join the conversation. If you're on Facebook, you can hit me up at Ricky Jones or the Hannah Footprints page, and you can send me an instant message. Hey, I see my fans that are online. I see you guys. Thank you always for supporting. Thank you so very, very much. Appreciate it. If you want to tune in on the 30 minutes that we have together, make sure that you send me a tweet or send me a message. Don't forget that after we get off on Blog Talk Radio, we're going to run right on over to Periscope at about 7:35, and we're going to continue the conversation. And on Periscope, what I'm actually going to get into, which is what tonight's question is, about the 5 reasons why you should get involved. So without further delay, let me tell you how tonight panned out. So, and this was actually what I was supposed to bring to you guys last week, but I figured, hey, we can go here. So, you know, October is a great month. I love October. For those of you who are fans, you know, October and March are my favorite 2 months. I love all of the year, but they're my favorite 2 months of the year. And one, March is my favorite for the simple fact that, you know, that's when I got started, got onto the mic, and it's Women's History Month. October, because October is wonderful, it's the transition into fall, the beautiful colors. And on top of that, it's a time to really start getting active and involved in the different causes. So October is Cancer Awareness Month, Domestic Violence, AIDS, and HIV. It's a whole plethora of causes. So I was watching the beginning of the month, the kickoff for breast cancer. And it was great. I'm thankful that breast cancer is being discussed. I'm thankful that people are doing something. I have friends who are survivors, and I walk. One of these days I want to get to do the 3-day walk, so I'm looking forward to that. But when I was watching the commercial, as thankful as I was that there was representation for breast cancer, I also noticed that still – in that particular commercial, there wasn't enough representation of women of color. And not because women of color are not infected and affected in the families, you know, that they have. Not that we don't have survivors. But what I was thinking about was, why aren't we involved? So I was talking to my aunt, and she was telling me we're going to walk at the end of the month for lupus, because she's a survivor of lupus. And so I said, okay, great. And I was saying to her, you know, the commercial that I saw, and she said, well, you know, a lot of times we're not represented because we're not involved. And she started running down a list of women and men that she know that are survivors, that are persons of color, that are quote unquote minorities, and they are not, they're survivors and they're not involved. They don't wear any paraphernalia, they don't speak on it, they don't walk for it, they don't do anything in terms of being a representation or a representative or a voice for the cause. So the question for tonight is, why aren't you involved? If you're a survivor, if you are infected or infected, you know, whatever the case may be, because we are affected when we have our loved ones or our friends or someone that we know are stricken with an illness or an ailment, and those of you who are survivors, why aren't you being represented? I mean, a lot of times we hear, oh, such and such is the leading cause of death in this particular community, such and such is the leading cause of death in that community, so on and so forth. And we talk about how, oh, and you know, certain minorities don't get the chance to have the conversation and they're not afforded those things and this, that, and the thing, the third. Okay, I get that. I get that sometimes we're not, and when I say we, I mean minorities, are not represented as we should or don't have enough information. But why is that? Why are we not involved? Why are we not being the voice? And I'm talking to survivors, and I'm talking to families who have been affected by either the survivor or have been affected by the death of that particular disease. Why are we not involved? Like I said, my aunt's walking for lupus. Now, it's funny. I use her, and I'm going to use her, and she knows I'm using her tonight. It took a minute. You know, when she first got diagnosed with lupus, of course, we all had to kind of come to grips with that, and we had known family members who have since gone on from some of the medication, some of the, you know, the adverse side effects of having lupus, so on and so forth. So we've all had that. And it took a minute. So I said to her, I said, okay, well, you know, you have lupus. What are we going to do? And she was like, well, what you mean what are we going to do? I'm going to live with it. I'm going to, you know, fight through it. And I was like, okay, that's great. But your voice is not the only voice. What are you going to do? So eventually, you know, we got signed up for the weekly telechat that the Lupus Foundation does. And then finally, a couple of years ago, and thankfully, you know, she's been a survivor, well, it's been about 15 years. Finally, a few years ago, I convinced her to, okay, let's do a walk. Let's do some fundraising. And she was like, okay, so we did a walk. It was last year. We finally did a walk last year. And we had a grand time. And I was like, you know, because I do walks. You know, I love to do walks. My son and I do the Philly AIDS Run Walk every year. Every year, this will be the first year in Philly that I'm not going to be able to do it because I won't be in town. And I'm kind of upset about that. But make sure that you guys who are in the city, make sure you guys are being a part of it. So this will be the first time I'm kind of bummed out about it. But I'm still making sure that I'm doing something. And a lot of times people think that doing something is, oh, I have to give them, well, I'm not going to give any money. I'm not going to do this because I don't know if it's really going to go for research. Okay, well, listen, I'm not going to argue with that. You don't want to give your money, that's fine. But what are you doing in the meantime, in between time? You know, are you having the conversation with people? Are you volunteering anywhere? Are you with social media? If you know people who have been infected or affected by cancer or been involved in domestic abuse and violence, do you know where to go if you come across people who have these issues? Do you know where to turn? Do you know where to tell them? Because sometimes your involvement does not have to be you giving money all the time. You know what I mean? Like, your involvement really can just be, hey, you're involved. So, like I said, my aunt and I, we did the walk. We're so happy about that. That was great. So she let me know again this year. I said, okay, we're doing the walk. She was like, yeah, we're doing the walk. All right. Last year, we gave money and we wore T-shirts, you know, while we were at the walk. I said, all right, so now you're a team. We're a team here. Are you going to raise money? She said, you know what? I never thought about it. I thought just walking was enough. I said, well, if that's what you want to do, just walk and give support and show that you're a survivor and you're one who's living through it and be a testament and a testimony to people, then that's fine. But then what? And she was like, you know, I hadn't thought about it. So now we're, you know, fundraising and all that good stuff. So on this walk, we're walking. And we're raising money. So we're team. We're the Loopy Loopers, her Loopy Loopers. So we're going to be fundraising all that. But it just gets me the whole conversation, you know, and I use her because it gets me to thinking, like, why are we not involved? I have a friend of mine, a very dear friend of mine, and yes, I know that you're listening, and I'm shouting you out. Love you madly. But both of us have had parents who have either died as a subsequent of heart disease or died from cancer. And we've been kind of playing around with the idea of forming a foundation and things of that nature. But yet, neither one of us have done any type of a walk. Now, we do kind of support the American Cancer Society. We support American Heart Association. I definitely wear my go red, you know, when it's time to go red. But, yeah, I'm shouting you out. Love you madly. But, you know, we do need to do more, and we need to figure out what is the more that we want to do. And especially, like, both of us are in this arena called media, we have to give a voice to the people. So tonight is all about, why are you not involved? What can you do? Because, again, involvement doesn't have to mean money, guys. 347-826-9723, press the number 1. You can send me a message via Facebook. Okay, so those of you who are listening online, I'm waiting. My lovely friends down in the DMV area, I see you guys. Hey, I'm glad you guys are on. If you have a comment or if you have a suggestion or you just want to be a part of the conversation, by all means, get on in. Now, I'm sorry if you hear stuff in the background. I don't have my little earpiece, so I'm kind of like doing a speakerphone, so I hope you guys can still hear me. And you know I'm always doing stuff in the studio while I'm talking to you guys too. But those of you who are just tuning in, welcome to the 15-Minute Conundrum. I am Miss Ricky Jones. Tonight's conundrum is, with all of the awareness and all of the causes and all of the ribbons, why are you not involved? Why are you not involved? Okay? So you have people who are infected and affected by different things, different diseases, and different scenarios, you know. My son just walked out, so I'm sorry. I just got kind of distracted. But why are you not involved? And again, involvement does not have to mean monetary. If you know people who are afflicted by a disease or they're going through treatments and stuff like that, have you thought about going and volunteering at one of the local chapters of whatever the organization is? Whatever the organization is. He just tried to whisper to tell you guys, he says, hello. Hello, radio world. He tried to whisper that. But, you know, it doesn't have to be money. Do you volunteer your time? Do you, when they have different rallies at the job, do you participate in some of the functions? I know in some jobs they have community service organizations. And in those community service organizations, you know, different things come up. I know Crayola to Crayons and book bags for the kids during the course of the year. When you're on your job, again, it doesn't have to be monetary. How my son and I got started on the AIDS walk, although I've always been a big fan of one of the local organizations here, I never got involved. I don't know anyone who has HIV or AIDS. I don't know anyone who's subsequently died. I don't know anyone. But it's just always been something. Well, Now that I've gotten a little older, now I can say, yes, I have. But before, I never got, you know, never. It was always something I was passionate about or something I was interested in, I should say. But I didn't start doing the walk until my job did the walk. And I was like, okay, so the first time we did the walk, the AIDS walk run here, you know, it's 8 miles, you know, it's 8 miles. It's like, oh, my gosh, 8 miles. First time we did it, my son and I, he did halfway, and then we did the poop out. You know, we got on the bus. And then every year since then, and it's been about about 6 years that we've done it. So every year he's tried to outdo himself. So finally he has done the 8 miles. And every time we go, now he just leaves me. You know, he hooks up with other folks that we know. But it all started with, I didn't put any money into it. You know, folks from the job said, oh, we're going to walk. Well, hell, I like walking. Let me go ahead and walk. So I walked, and I fell in love with it. Last year, the job, you know, I was at the job, and no one walked because they kind of changed the parameters on how long the walk was. So I didn't walk. But I didn't walk with the job, but I did walk. Lo and behold, I ended up walking with my favorite organization, local organization that I've always liked here in the city, Babashi. And I walked with them, and I wore a Team Babashi shirt, but we walked, you know what I mean? Since I've been on the air, even though I still want to get involved with American Cancer Society, and that eventually that will come, and the American Heart Association, and that will come, my involvement has been lending the voice. So I've gotten guests on my Saturday morning show from the National Cancer Society, from American Heart Association. Matter of fact, in the next couple of weeks, in the next 2 weekends, we have folks dealing with HIV and AIDS, domestic violence. If you listened last Saturday or a couple Saturdays ago, in the beginning, I had a lovely lady on to talk about suicide prevention. So you have talents. All I'm saying is we have to be better at getting involved. We talk about Black Lives Matter, and yeah, I'm going to go there. Yes, Black lives do matter. All lives matter. But we talk about there's injustice. We talk about underrepresentation. We talk about how, you know, no one's being our voice. Well, you know what? Sometimes you have to be your own doggone voice. Sometimes we do want to tell people that Black lives matter, but Black lives matter, they have to matter to us. We want to know, we want people to get tested for pancreatic cancer. I want to stop hearing the statistics of so many African Americans, so many Latinos, so many Asians are not being represented. So many men are not being represented. So many women are not being represented. We have to get out there and represent ourselves. So those of you who are survivors, God bless you that you're a survivor. Those of you who are living with whatever the diseases are. I am one of those livers. Guess what? This disease kicks my behind on days, especially when it's cold, and some days it's great and some days it's not. But I bet you what, come May, when we do celebrate it, guess who's going to have her T-shirt? Guess who's going to try to outdo herself next year on what she raised? Guess who during the year, and even though I don't get a chance to go and travel, because some people, they go hard and they go all in. God bless you. I haven't gotten to that status yet. I haven't. I want to. I would like to. But if it doesn't happen, okay, I'm still going to give a voice. I have this radio. I have my voice, and I give a voice to other people. That's my involvement. So for those of you who are out there, and you may not have anyone who has been infected or affected, guess what? There are still people who need the support. So if you pass by a brochure at your job or on the bus or when you're traveling and you look at that brochure and you say, oh, you know what? I may want to volunteer. Volunteer. Or if you don't want to volunteer, guess what? That brochure that you saw, pass it on to somebody else. I'm not fussing with you guys. I'm just saying we talk about being a voice for the voiceless. We talk about the injustices. We talk about the underrepresentation. Well, get off your hinds and get on out there and do something. Don't just, like, fuss about it. Do something about it. Be the voice. Be the voice. Be the person that's going to say, hey, you know, I'm going to do something. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Do something, be something, be involved. It doesn't take much. It really doesn't. It doesn't take, it doesn't always have to take money. It doesn't always have to take you volunteering in your time. The little bit of time that if you get a brochure or if you see a commercial or whatever, however your exposure is, a little bit of time that you even have the discussion with someone else, even if it's like you're sitting on the sofa and you see, oh, wow, there's a domestic abuse there, whatever show, have the conversation. Even having conversation, if it comes up in one of your favorite shows, even having conversation with the family or people that you're watching with, I mean, that's doing something. That is doing something. It's better than doing nothing. Don't complain about, you know, the underrepresentation. Then do something about it. Do something about that underrepresentation. Be involved. Get involved. You know what I mean? What is it going to hurt you? Really, what are you losing? Nothing, a couple of minutes. If you can volunteer, that's great. If you can donate, that's fantastic. If you start the conversation, or if you even listen or even talk to someone who's a survivor or a liver or whatever, or one of the folks who've been left behind, if you go to a store and you buy a book by somebody who's written their memoir, and, yeah, don't think about the fact that, and, you know, don't think about the fact that, oh, well, they're writing a book, they're getting money. No, look for, if that's a hang-up for you, look for those who have written their books, and a part of the proceeds is going to be donated to a particular organization. I mean, those are little things. It takes the little things. The little things mean so much. They can do so much. They can be so much. You just have to take the initiative to get involved. 347-826-9723 is the number. 347-826-9723. Just had one of my Facebook buddies chime in and say, I never got involved in anything until it hit home. And my wife is a breast cancer survivor. My mother is a survivor. So I volunteer at one of the local hospitals. And, oh, that's great. Yeah, he says, I volunteer at one of the local hospitals when they're, you know, because since I know how to set up needles, and I'm an EMT, so since I know about medicines and everything else, on my days off, I volunteer at the hospital when they're doing preps or doing workshops, and they're doing healthy living. Oh, well, that's great. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing it. Yeah, I mean, volunteering. I know we're so busy. I know we're busy. We have busy lives. But you know how fulfilling sometimes volunteering helps? How being involved in an organization, it really does something for your heart, really does something for your spirit. It's not to look down at people like, oh, they have it, oh, woo, woo, woo. No, it's not about that. It's about celebrating life and being happy about the life that you live and the life that you're given. It's absolutely fantastic. So get out there and do something. Little things, guys. Those of you who, if you go to some of the support groups, even if, like, you know how sometimes supermarkets have cases of water for sale, and you buy, maybe they have buy 6 cases for like $5 or something like that. You know, something as simple as taking that one case to one of your local rec centers or your local hospital or one of your community organizations or community venues and dropping off, especially if you know they have nights where they have support groups. Dropping off the water, that extra case of water that you have, especially if you go past that particular venue, what is that going to hurt? Guess what? You say, oh, Ricky, that's not a big deal. That's not something big and major. Guess what? You did something. You got involved. You got involved. That water, you never know, may help that one person who is struggling and been sitting in that particular support group, not having a conversation with anyone, and has a lot to share or a lot that they can get feedback from. So that case of water starts a conversation with someone, you know what I mean? And they say, well, you know, I'm a survivor, I'm this, or I understand where you're going. That water, that bottle of water that you dropped off in that case may spark a conversation for someone. You know what I mean? You never know. You never know how your little bit that helps. Yeah, I know the commercials say, oh, your little bit helps, and you think that's cliche-ish, but it's honest to God, goodness, the gravy truth. It, the little things, the conversation. I just had another one of our Facebook buddies say they volunteer, they get their kids to volunteer during Thanksgiving to feed the homeless. Hey, you know, and that's one of the things that I want, now that my son is old enough and he is a big, like, and I noticed that he is a big champion for the rights of the homeless. Like, I don't know, that's not something that we discussed, but whenever we're out and about and if he sees someone that's homeless or if they ask for food, and, I, you know, if we have food on us, he's been known to give that food that we have food on us. He's been known because he has a little change in his pocket, and I've told him if you have money in your pocket and they ask for something to eat, take them someplace that they can get something to eat, you know. And he's been known to do that. He's been known to take his little chump change that he's had in his pocket and buy someone, you know, a couple of, you know, French fries and a burger from off the dollar. He's been known to do that. So, yeah, thank you, Facebook buddy, for, you know, stating that hey, getting your kids to volunteer, even if you don't volunteer, get the kids in. You know, I want to take him to a shelter where we can, where he can help feed, some of the homeless, because, you know, that's something that I want him to be able to do. We have a caller. Hi, caller. How are you?
Housing upon your life. I can't talk too long. Taking care of family matters, but this is the one and only Olad Dele Ngozi. And I enjoyed your show tonight. I just wanted to listen to the whole show and get it on and pop it. I didn't want to talk because it was too important. You were hitting home in a lot of measures. And so I just want to say, Haoxian, outstanding, proud of you. And we'll see you tonight on the Soulful Ngozi NSR on Blog Talk Radio at 10 o'clock.
See you at 10. Don't forget to follow us on Periscope after we get off the air here. And, you know, for those of you who, I know some of you are familiar with Brother O's voice, he also does shows here on Blog Talk Radio during the week. His hosts bring on some good, that's what we're talking about. You know, the voice, bring on the voices. And they've brought on, you know, voices for different causes and different activities. It doesn't take much. If those of you who are out there and you go to church, or you go to synagogue, or you go to a masjid, and you know there are nights that really nothing is going on, but it, you know, your space is available, why not set up or reach out to one of the local agencies and say, hey, you know, you guys can have your workshops here, or, you know, come and talk to our folks, come and talk to our parishioners, come and talk to our members here. Little stuff. Like I said, the water, the everything else. Get involved. It doesn't take much. It doesn't always have to be money. The conversation itself a lot. Okay? So the 30 minutes has gone by. That goes by quickly. I'm so glad you guys have been on with me. I appreciate it. Don't forget, right after we get off of air, we're going to go right on over. We should be on Periscope at Ricky. It's going to be Periscope at RRIKKI Jones. We should be on Periscope by 7:35, okay? So, you know, of course, we got to get the setup and everything else. So make sure you guys follow in, because I'm going to give you what I think are the 5 tips of why you should get involved, okay? And if you guys have more tips of why you should get involved, by all means, make sure that you Periscope on in. But you can reach me at themsrrikkijones@gmail.com. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google Plus, and Periscope under Ricky Jones, RRIKKI Jones. So, you know, you guys can definitely hook up and follow me there. Thanks so much, guys, for being on with me. Those of you who shared, thank you, thank you, thank you. Don't forget, we're going over to Periscope in a few minutes. And, hey, guys, Lord willing, I'll see you Saturday morning, and I'll see you next week. So have a fantastic week and have an awesome weekend. Take care.